Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the history of the Caribbeans. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for documenting the history of the Caribbean, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Anguilla, A Journey Through Time, Episode 2, a story that promises to detail the history of the first settlers to present day. So sit back and relax as we navigate you through this journey. Chapter 5, Post-Emancipation Challenges and Community Rebuilding. A New Beginning, The End of Slavery. The emancipation of enslaved Africans in the British Empire in 1834 was both a monumental victory and a new challenge. For the formerly enslaved people of Anguilla, freedom brought hope but also uncertainty. The apprenticeship system, which required freed people to continue working for their former enslavers for a fixed period, created immediate tensions. Though it was abolished in 1838 due to widespread protests, the system left behind scars of inequality and economic exploitation. On Anguilla, where the plantation economy was modest, emancipation did not usher in the sweeping changes seen on larger islands like Jamaica. Instead, it marked the beginning of a gradual transformation, as freed men and women sought to carve out lives of independence in an environment still dominated by economic scarcity and social hierarchy. The land question. Land ownership became one of the most pressing issues of the post-emancipation period. For many freed individuals, owning land was synonymous with freedom and self-determination. However, access to land on Anguilla was limited. Much of the arable land remained in the hands of the planter class, while the island's arid soil and small size further constrained opportunities. Despite these challenges, freed families displayed remarkable ingenuity. They cultivated small plots of land, often on marginal terrain, and turned to fishing and other trades to supplement their income. Land ownership, though difficult to achieve, became a symbol of resilience and a key driver of community cohesion. Rebuilding the economy. With the decline of the plantation system, Anguilla's economy had to be reimagined. The island's small population and limited resources meant that large-scale industries were not feasible. Instead, Anguillians focused on subsistence farming, fishing, and small-scale trading. Fishing became a cornerstone of the economy, as Anguilla's surrounding waters teemed with marine life. Fishermen ventured out in wooden boats, often built by local craftsmen, to catch fish, lobster, and conch, which were sold locally or traded with neighboring islands. Salt production also played a significant role during this period, with Anguilla's salt ponds providing a valuable export commodity. The transition from plantation-based agriculture to a more diverse, community-driven economy was not without hardship. Hurricanes, droughts, and economic fluctuations often disrupted livelihoods, but Anguillians adapted with resourcefulness and determination. The role of women in rebuilding. Women were central to Anguilla's post-emancipation recovery. Freed women worked as farmers, traders, and domestic laborers, often juggling multiple roles to support their families. They became the backbone of the island's informal economy, running small markets and engaging in barter systems that sustained the community during lean times. In addition to their economic contributions, women played a crucial role in preserving cultural traditions and fostering social cohesion. Through storytelling, music, and religious practices, they passed down the values of resilience and unity to future generations. Social transformation and education. The post-emancipation period also saw significant changes in Anguilla's social fabric. The rigid hierarchies of the plantation era began to erode, replaced by a more fluid and cooperative community structure. Freed individuals, settlers, and their descendants worked together to rebuild the island, fostering a sense of shared purpose. Education emerged as a key priority during this period. Missionary societies established schools, providing basic literacy and vocational training to children of all backgrounds. These schools became hubs of social and cultural development, equipping Anguillians with the tools to navigate a changing world. Despite the progress, access to education remained limited for many. Schools were often underfunded, and resources were scarce. Yet, the thirst for knowledge among Anguillians was undeniable, and families made significant sacrifices to ensure their children could attend. Religion and spirituality. Religion continued to play a central role in Anguillian society. Churches, established during the plantation era, became even more important in the post-emancipation period. They served not only as places of worship, but also as centers of education, community gatherings, and social support. The Anglican Church, closely tied to the British colonial system, remained dominant, but other denominations, including Methodists and Baptists, gained a significant following. These churches often advocated for social justice and community upliftment, aligning with the aspirations of the freed population. At the same time, African spiritual traditions persisted, blending with Christian practices to create unique forms of worship. This syncretism reflected the resilience of Anguillian culture and its ability to adapt and thrive in the face of adversity. Unity and diversity. One of the most remarkable aspects of Anguilla's post-emancipation period was the emergence of a collective identity that transcended social and racial divisions. The shared struggles of life on the island fostered a spirit of unity and cooperation that became a defining feature of Anguillian society. This unity was evident in the formation of cooperatives and community organizations. Fishermen, farmers, and tradespeople came together to pool resources, share knowledge, and advocate for their collective interests. These grassroots efforts laid the groundwork for Anguilla's later political movements and its quest for autonomy. Challenges from afar. Anguilla's challenges during this period were not limited to its shores. The island's relationship with the British colonial authorities was characterized by neglect and indifference. As part of the British Leeward Islands, Anguilla was governed from afar, with little regard for its unique circumstances. This lack of attention created frustration among Anguillians, who felt marginalized within the colonial system. The seeds of political activism were sown during this time, as local leaders began to advocate for greater self-determination and representation, foreshadowing modernization. As the 19th century gave way to the 20th, Anguilla stood on the cusp of change. The foundations laid during the post-emancipation period, resilience, resourcefulness, and unity, would serve as the bedrock for the island's future struggles and triumphs. The challenges of modernization, migration, and political reform loomed large, but Anguillians faced these obstacles with the same determination that had carried them through centuries of adversity. Chapter 6: The Road to Modernization. The Changing Face of Anguilla. By the late 19th century, Anguilla's landscape began to reflect the transformations occurring across the Caribbean. The modest economy, once centered around subsistence farming, fishing, and salt production, now faced new pressures. Global economic shifts, technological advancements, and the increasing influence of colonial rule created both opportunities and challenges for the island. Despite these changes, Anguilla remained isolated and overlooked by the British colonial authorities. Its arid land and small population made it a low priority in the broader scheme of colonial governance. This neglect forced Anguillians to rely heavily on their resourcefulness and resilience, traits that had become defining features of their culture. Migration as a lifeline. One of the most significant developments during this period was the rise of migration. For many Anguillians, the island's limited opportunities made life abroad an appealing option. Men and women left Anguilla in search of work in larger Caribbean colonies, such as St. Kitts, Antigua, and the Dominican Republic, as well as further afield in Panama, the United States, and the United Kingdom. The construction of the Panama Canal in the early 20th century provided one of the first major waves of economic opportunity. Anguillian men joined the thousands of Caribbean workers who toiled under harsh conditions to build this monumental project. Though the work was grueling and dangerous, the wages earned in Panama brought much-needed financial relief to families back home. Migration became both a lifeline and a source of transformation for Anguilla. The remittances sent by Anguillians abroad helped sustain the local economy, funding education, housing, and community projects. At the same time, exposure to new cultures and ideas broadened the perspectives of those who migrated, influencing the island's social and political landscape. The role of education. Education emerged as a cornerstone of Anguilla's modernization efforts. While schools had been established during the post-emancipation period, they remained underfunded and limited in scope. By the early 20th century, community leaders began advocating for expanded educational opportunities, recognizing that education was key to breaking the cycle of poverty and empowering future generations. Churches played a central role in these efforts, often establishing and running schools in collaboration with the colonial government. These institutions provided basic literacy and vocational training, preparing students for jobs in agriculture, trade, and domestic service. However, access to higher education remained limited, forcing many young Anguillians to seek opportunities abroad. Despite these challenges, the value placed on education by Anguillian families was unwavering. Parents made significant sacrifices to ensure their children could attend school, viewing education as a pathway to a better future. Economic shifts and hardships. Anguilla's economy during this period remained precarious. The traditional industries of fishing, farming, and salt production faced growing competition from larger and more industrialized colonies. Hurricanes and droughts further compounded these challenges, periodically devastating crops and infrastructure. Salt production, once a significant export industry, declined as global markets shifted. The labor-intensive process of harvesting salt from the island's ponds could not compete with the mechanized salt industries emerging elsewhere. Similarly, the limited scale of agriculture on Anguilla meant that it could not sustain a competitive export economy. Fishing remained a vital lifeline for many families, but even this industry faced challenges. Overfishing, coupled with the impact of storms on the island's reefs, made it increasingly difficult to sustain livelihoods solely through fishing. Anguillians responded to these challenges with characteristic ingenuity, diversifying their economic activities and forming cooperatives to pool resources and share knowledge. The role of religion and community. Religion continued to be a unifying force in Anguillian society during this period. Churches not only provided spiritual guidance, but also served as centers of education, social support, and community organization. The Anglican Church remained dominant, but other denominations, including Methodists, Baptists, and Pentecostals, gained significant followings. Religious leaders often became advocates for social and economic justice, addressing the needs of their congregations and calling for greater investment in the island's development. Churches also hosted community events, fostering a sense of solidarity and shared purpose. At the same time, African cultural traditions continued to influence Anguillian religious practices, creating a unique blend of spirituality that reflected the island's diverse heritage. This cultural syncretism was particularly evident in music, dance, and oral storytelling, which remained integral to community life. Stirrings of political consciousness. The late 19th and early 20th centuries saw the emergence of political consciousness in Anguilla. The island's marginalization within the British colonial system, coupled with its economic struggles, fueled a growing desire for greater autonomy and representation. Local leaders began to advocate for Anguilla's unique needs, challenging the neglect and indifference of colonial authorities. One of the key turning points during this period was the formation of local councils, which provided a platform for Anguillians to voice their concerns and propose solutions. Though these councils had limited power, they represented an important step towards self-governance and community-driven decision-making. The seeds of Anguilla's future political movements were planted during this time, as leaders and activists began to articulate a vision of self-determination and independence. These ideas would come to fruition in the mid-20th century, setting the stage for the island's dramatic struggle for autonomy. The impact of global events. Anguilla's journey toward modernization was shaped by global events, including World War I, the Great Depression, and World War II. These events had far-reaching effects on the island, influencing migration patterns, economic opportunities, and political dynamics. World War I saw Anguillians volunteering to serve in the British Armed Forces, a testament to their loyalty to the Crown despite the neglect they experienced. The war also disrupted global trade, creating shortages of goods and economic instability on the island. The Great Depression further exacerbated Anguilla's economic challenges, as demand for its limited exports plummeted. Many families relied on remittances from relatives abroad to survive, underscoring the importance of migration as an economic safety net. World War II brought new opportunities for Anguillians, particularly in the form of jobs in the military and war-related industries. The war also exposed the injustices of colonialism, as Caribbean soldiers fought for freedoms abroad that they were denied at home. This experience fueled the growing demand for political reform and self-determination, foreshadowing the future. As the mid-20th century approached, Anguilla was a community in transition. The challenges of modernization had tested its resilience, but they had also forged a stronger, more unified identity. The island's people, shaped by centuries of struggle and survival, were ready to take their place on the global stage. This chapter closes with a sense of anticipation as Anguilla stands on the brink of a new era. The seeds of political activism, economic adaptation, and cultural pride planted during this period would bear fruit in the decades to come, transforming the island into a beacon of resilience and self-determination. Chapter 7, The Anguillian Revolution, A Fight for Autonomy, The Roots of Discontent. By the 1960s, Anguilla had endured centuries of neglect and marginalization under British colonial rule. The island, administratively grouped with St. Kitts and Nevis, suffered from an unequal distribution of resources and development. While St. Kitts enjoyed greater investment and political attention, Anguilla was left to languish with inadequate infrastructure, education, and healthcare. The frustration of Anguillians was compounded by the fact that decisions about their future were made by a government in Basseterre, St. Kitts, with little understanding or regard for the unique challenges faced by the people of Anguilla. This administrative arrangement bred resentment and a growing desire for independence from the Federation. The formation of the West Indies Federation. The seeds of Anguilla's revolution were sown in the political upheavals of the mid-20th century. The formation of the West Indies Federation in 1958 was intended to unify the Caribbean colonies under a single political entity, fostering cooperation and shared development. However, the Federation quickly unraveled due to internal disagreements and the withdrawal of key members, including Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago. When the Federation collapsed in 1962, St. Kitts, Nevis, and Anguilla were grouped together as a single administrative unit under the Associated Statehood Act of 1967. This arrangement, which granted limited self-governance to the Federation, was deeply unpopular in Anguilla, where the people felt their voices were drowned out by the dominant political influence of St. Kitts. The rise of political activism. Anguillians began to organize in response to their dissatisfaction with the political status quo. Local leaders, including Ronald Webster, later known as the Father of the Nation, emerged as outspoken advocates for Anguillian autonomy. Webster, a farmer and trade unionist, embodied the islanders' resilience and determination, becoming a rallying figure for their cause. In the years leading up to the revolution, grassroots movements gained momentum. Town hall meetings, petitions, and public demonstrations highlighted the growing frustration of the Anguillian people. The lack of infrastructure, inadequate public services, and economic stagnation became rallying points for activists who demanded greater investment and representation. The breakaway from St. Kitts. The turning point came on May 30, 1967, a date now celebrated as Anguilla Day. Fueled by years of neglect and emboldened by a growing sense of unity, Anguillians staged a dramatic breakaway from St. Kitts. Under the leadership of Ronald Webster and other key figures, the island declared its separation from the Federation and expelled the police force sent by the government of St. Kitts to maintain control. This act of defiance was not merely symbolic. It was a calculated move to assert Anguilla's right to self-determination. The expulsion of the St. Kitts police force marked the beginning of a new chapter in Anguilla's history, as the islanders took control of their own governance and security. The role of community unity. The success of the Anguillian Revolution was rooted in the unity and determination of its people. Despite limited resources and external pressures, Anguillians worked together to build a functioning administration and maintain order on the island. Local leaders stepped into roles of governance, ensuring that essential services were provided and that the island's economy remained stable. This sense of community extended to every aspect of life. Fishermen, farmers, teachers, and tradespeople all contributed to the island's resilience during this critical period. Women played a particularly important role, organizing community events, providing logistical support, and ensuring that families were cared for amidst the upheaval. The international response. Anguilla's Declaration of Independence did not go unnoticed by the international community. While the British government initially dismissed the breakaway as a minor disturbance, the island's continued defiance forced London to take notice. In 1969, British officials arrived in Anguilla to negotiate a resolution, recognizing that the islanders were serious in their demands for autonomy. The negotiations were tense, with Anguillian leaders steadfastly refusing to rejoin the Federation with St. Kitts and Nevis. Ronald Webster and his allies argued that the island's unique identity and circumstances required a separate administrative arrangement. Their persistence paid off, as the British government eventually agreed to a compromise that granted Anguilla greater self-governance while remaining under British oversight. The British intervention. In March 1969, the situation escalated when Britain launched a military intervention to reassert control over Anguilla. Dubbed the Anguilla Crisis, this operation involved the deployment of British troops and officials to the island. However, the intervention was met with little resistance from Anguillians, who used the opportunity to further highlight their grievances and demands. The British government quickly realized that the Anguillian people were not rebelling against British rule, but were instead seeking protection from the dominance of St. Kitts. This realization shifted the tone of the negotiations, with British officials working toward a solution that addressed Anguilla's unique needs. The path to autonomy. The resolution of the Anguilla crisis marked a significant step toward the island's autonomy. In 1971, Anguilla was granted a separate constitution, formalizing its status as a British dependency. While the island remained under British oversight, the arrangement ensured that Anguillians had greater control over their own affairs. This period of transition was marked by both challenges and triumphs. The establishment of local governance structures required significant effort, but it also fostered a sense of pride and ownership among the people of Anguilla. The island's leaders worked tirelessly to build the foundations of a self-sufficient and independent society, laying the groundwork for future development. Legacy of the Revolution. The Anguillian Revolution was not just a political event. It was a defining moment in the island's history that shaped its identity and future. The spirit of unity, resilience, and determination that drove the revolution continues to inspire Anguillians to this day. May 30th is celebrated annually as a reminder of the island's triumph over adversity and its unwavering commitment to self-determination. The revolution also set a precedent for other small nations and territories striving for autonomy. Anguilla's success demonstrated that even the smallest communities can assert their rights and shape their destinies when united by a common purpose. Foreshadowing the future. As this chapter draws to a close, the stage is set for Anguilla's journey into the modern era. The hard-won gains of the revolution provided a foundation for the island's continued development, but new challenges awaited. The late 20th century would see Anguilla navigating the complexities of globalization, economic diversification, and cultural preservation, all while maintaining the spirit of independence that defined its revolution. Chapter 8, A New Dawn, Anguilla's Path to Modernity. The Foundations of Governance. Following the 1971 Constitutional Agreement, Anguilla began the challenging process of building its own governance structures. The island's leaders, led by figures like Ronald Webster, worked tirelessly to establish administrative systems that could serve the needs of a small but ambitious population. Local councils and community organizations played a vital role in ensuring that essential services, education, healthcare, and infrastructure were prioritized. The establishment of the Anguilla Council, later formalized as the Anguilla House of Assembly, was a turning point in the island's political evolution. The council, comprised of elected representatives, became the primary legislative body, giving Anguillians greater control over their future. While the British governor retained certain powers, the new arrangement marked a significant step toward self-governance. This period also saw the drafting of policies aimed at fostering economic growth and social development. Education, public health, and infrastructure were identified as key areas for investment, and international partnerships were pursued to secure funding and expertise. Economic diversification. One of the most pressing challenges facing Anguilla after the revolution was its economic dependence on subsistence farming, fishing, and remittances from overseas. Recognizing the need for diversification, Anguillians began exploring new avenues for economic growth. Salt production, once a cornerstone of the island's economy, was phased out in favor of industries with greater potential for growth. Small-scale manufacturing, including the production of handicrafts and textiles, provided new opportunities for employment. Trade relationships with neighboring islands were strengthened, enabling Anguillians to export goods and services. Despite these efforts, the island's limited natural resources and small population meant that economic diversification was a gradual and challenging process. Anguillians relied on their resilience and ingenuity to navigate these difficulties, laying the groundwork for the rise of tourism as a primary economic driver. The rise of tourism. By the late 20th century, tourism emerged as the lifeblood of Anguilla's economy. The island's pristine beaches, turquoise waters, and tranquil atmosphere made it an attractive destination for travelers seeking an unspoiled Caribbean experience. Unlike larger, more commercialized islands, Anguilla positioned itself as a boutique destination, offering luxury accommodations, fine dining, and personalized experiences. The government and local businesses worked together to develop the tourism sector in a way that preserved the island's natural beauty and cultural heritage. Strict regulations were implemented to prevent overdevelopment, ensuring that Anguilla retained its unique charm. This commitment to sustainable tourism paid off, as the island gained a reputation as a high-end destination for discerning travelers. Tourism success brought significant economic benefits, providing jobs and boosting local businesses. Hotels, restaurants, and tour operators flourished, while artisans and craftspeople found new markets for their work. The influx of visitors also created opportunities for cultural exchange, as Anguillians shared their traditions, cuisine, and music with an international audience. Cultural preservation in a changing world. As Anguilla embraced modernization and tourism, its people remained committed to preserving their cultural identity. The island's history, music, and traditions became central to its appeal, both for visitors and for the community itself. Festivals like the Anguilla Summer Festival, which celebrates the island's emancipation and heritage, became important cultural milestones. The festival, featuring boat races, calypso competitions, and vibrant parades, highlighted the creativity and resilience of the Anguillian people. Music, particularly reggae, soca, and gospel, remained a cornerstone of Anguillian culture, reflecting the island's diverse influences and enduring spirit. The preservation of historic sites and oral traditions also gained prominence. Efforts to document and share Anguilla's history ensured that future generations would understand and appreciate the struggles and triumphs that shaped their identity. Education and social development. Investments in education played a pivotal role in Anguilla's modernization. The island's leaders recognized that education was essential for building a skilled workforce and fostering innovation. New schools were built, and existing institutions were expanded to accommodate the growing demand for quality education. Scholarship programs enabled Anguillian students to pursue higher education abroad, particularly in the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States. These opportunities not only enriched the students' lives, but also brought new perspectives and skills back to the island, contributing to its development. Healthcare and social services also improved during this period, with new clinics and hospitals providing better access to medical care. Public health campaigns addressed issues such as maternal health, childhood nutrition, and disease prevention, ensuring that Anguillians could enjoy a higher standard of living. Challenges of globalization. As Anguilla entered the 21st century, it faced the challenges of globalization. The island's reliance on tourism made it vulnerable to economic downturns, natural disasters, and shifts in global travel trends. Hurricanes, in particular, posed a significant threat, with storms like Hurricane Irma in 2017 causing widespread damage to infrastructure and homes. The global financial crisis of 2008 also highlighted the fragility of Anguilla's economy, as reduced travel and investment impacted the tourism sector. In response, the island's leaders and entrepreneurs explored ways to diversify the economy further, including renewable energy, technology, and niche industries. Globalization also brought cultural influences that both enriched and challenged Anguilla's identity. The influx of visitors and the proliferation of digital media introduced new ideas and lifestyles, prompting discussions about how to balance modernity with tradition. The role of community resilience. Through every challenge, Anguilla's greatest strength has been its people. The spirit of community, forged through centuries of hardship and triumph, remained the bedrock of the island's resilience. When disasters struck, Anguillians came together to rebuild, relying on their resourcefulness and solidarity. This sense of unity extended beyond the island's borders. Anguillians living abroad, known as the diaspora, played a vital role in supporting their homeland. Remittances, charitable contributions, and advocacy ensured that Anguilla's voice was heard on the global stage. Political stability and external relations. Anguilla's political journey after the revolution was marked by stability and careful navigation of its relationship with Britain. While the island remained a British overseas territory, It enjoyed a high degree of self-governance, with locally elected leaders shaping its policies and priorities. The relationship with Britain was not without tensions, particularly regarding issues of economic aid and disaster relief. However, Anguilla's leaders maintained a diplomatic approach, ensuring that the island's interests were represented in international forums. Anguilla also strengthened its ties with regional organizations, such as the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS. These partnerships provided opportunities for collaboration on issues such as trade, education, and climate resilience, foreshadowing the future. As Anguilla moves further into the 21st century, it faces a delicate balance between preserving its identity and embracing the opportunities of a globalized world. The challenges of climate change, economic diversification, and cultural preservation will require the same resilience and ingenuity that have defined the island's history. This chapter closes with a reflection on Anguilla's journey, a story of a small island with a big spirit, whose people have consistently risen above adversity to shape their own destiny. The next chapter will explore how Anguilla continues to navigate these challenges while building a legacy for future generations.